Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are in a pretty bad spot. First, they gave Squire Skimp a note for $1,100 to cover the cost of a lawyer and two mining experts who were hired to make some secret tests in the mine to determine its value. Word was later received that these mining experts were caught in the act, arrested, and placed under $5,000 bail. According to Squire, it is the old fellow's legal and moral responsibility to raise the money and release the men from prison. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store. Grandpappy Spears is seated in the library section, reading aloud, as usual. Listen.
Earn big money in your spare time. Sells No Snoro, the amazing little device that prevents snoring and ensures
Grandpap,
perfect rest.
Grandpap, don't read out loud. You'll wake up little Charlie.
Oh, is your baby here today?
Yeah, he's back there in the feed room.
Oh.
Elizabeth had some shopping to do today and left him here for a while.
Well, No Snoro sells itself. Luverne Marshall of Emporia, Kansas, made over $75 his first week as a Snoro salesman.
Grandpap, now stop reading them ads in that magazine.
Well, I thought you fellas had to raise a lot of money right away.
Well, we do, but we'll never get it that way. We've got to figure... Oh, well, howdy, Lum. You back? Do you have any luck?
No, nobody's got no money to lend.
They haven't, huh?
All the extra dollars is going into war bonds these days.
Oh. And
that's exactly where they ought to be going, too.
Yeah, that's right. I dog it, I don't know where we're ever going to get $5,000.
Yeah, how about this one? Get rich quick. Be your own boss. Learn to be a dancing instructor.
Grandpap, quit reading that.
A short 3 weeks course will qualify you to teach all the latest steps. Foxtrot, two-step, one-step, Charleston,
Hesh
and
up,
many others.
Grandpap.
Yeah, you ain't helping us none with that prattle, Grandpap.
No.
This is a serious matter. If we don't get some money awful quick, we're going to wind up in the penitentiary.
Now, don't keep saying that, Lum. You scare me half to death. Well, maybe we ought to talk to Squire again, see if he's got any ideas on what we ought to do.
Well, he's put himself out for us so much already, Abner. I hate to ask him to do anything else for us.
Yeah.
Granny, it looks like there's just one thing left for us to do. I hate to say it, but it looks like we're going to have to... Sell the store.
Sell the store? Our dog is... Well... Ain't there no other way out?
Yeah, how about this one? Enter your baby in a big motion picture contest. Win $5,000 and a movie contract. Send a photo of your baby.
For the land's sake, Grandpap, please hash
that. Wait a minute. What was that, Grandpap? Enter your baby in what?
Motion picture contest. Win $5,000 and a movie contract.
Huh.
All right, Granny Sabner, maybe that's it.
Huh?
Does it say how you enter them there, Grandpap?
Yeah, just send in a photo of the baby to this place in Hollywood.
Hollywood?
That's it. That's exactly what we're going to do. I know that baby of ours would win any contest, hands down.
Oh, he's a cuter.
Yeah, little Lum ain't got his beat when it comes to cuteness or smartness or anything else.
No, sir, there ain't e'er one young'un that could stand up to little Charlie. But we ain't got no pictures of him to send in, Lum.
I know it, but we'll fix that. What's Ernie's number down at the drugstore?
Oh, three longs and a short, I believe it is. What you going to call him first?
Three longs and a short.
Yeah.
We're going to Kodak the baby.
Kodak him? Well, don't you, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Better hurry. It says here the contest closes right soon.
It does, huh?
Well, don't worry. We ain't going to waste no time. Hello, Ernie. This is Lum Edwards. Yeah. Say, Ernie, could you do us a special favor and develop some snapshot films for us today?
Tell him we got to have them, Lum.
Well, this is awfully important, Ernie. Yeah, well, good. Now then, I wonder if you'd send us a roll of film right quick. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Would you mind lending us a Camry?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You can't, huh? All right, we'll buy it then. Yeah, just charge it to us. Yeah, much obliged, Ernie. Goodbye.
Hey, Doggett, I better go back and get little Charlie and comb his hair and fix him up, hadn't it, Lum?
Well, wait till the Camry gets here. No use waking him up ahead of time.
Huh?
Oh, there's Squire.
Well, howdy, Lum. Abner.
Hey,
hello,
Squire.
Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy, Squire.
Come on in, Squire.
Well, I'm a little worried, Lum. I keep thinking about this situation that you're in. I just can't get it off my mind. Have you had any luck in raising the money?
Well, no, not so far.
I'm afraid of that. That's too bad. Well, Lum, I do have a bit of encouraging news from B.W. anyway.
Encouraging, huh?
Yes, it seems that B.W. managed to have a brief chat with the two boys in jail, the mining experts who were caught in the mine, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, what did he find out from them?
Well, the jail authority naturally wouldn't let him talk long, but the boys managed to say enough to indicate to B.W. that the mine contained some very rich deposits of gold ore.
Well, good.
Even more than they anticipated.
Grannies, that is good news.
I thought you'd be glad to hear that. Well, now we know that any money that's spent in fighting this case is well worth it.
Yeah.
And in
better.
View of this fact, here's what I'm willing to do.
Well, we got a hide of our own here, Squire.
Yeah, well, now, listen to my suggestion first, Abner. Of course, we all realize that those men must be bailed out, because they're your most valuable witnesses. And, in addition, if they remain in jail, why, they're liable to talk and incriminate you, gentlemen. And, of course, you don't want that to happen.
Greenies, no.
Oh, no.
You want to be in, whatever you said there, no.
Now, we know it's impossible for you to get alone anywhere, Lum, because of, well, that unfortunate little incident concerning the bad check you wrote.
Well, I never actually aimed to write no bad check.
No, I know you didn't, Lum. It was a mistake. Unfortunately, it has ruined your credit. Now, your other alternative is to raise a $5,000 bail by selling your store. I know you don't want to do that.
No, that's the one thing we don't want to do.
No.
If we can keep from it.
Well, I think we can prevent it, Lum. Now, here's my plan. With my credit and connections, I'm positive I can raise $5,000. However, I'll need something to put up as collateral. So I suggest that you put your store in my name, and then
In your name?
Yes, well, just temporarily, of course, Lum, just till you get the gold mine, and then you can pay me both the $5,000 bail money and the $1,100 you've already signed a note for. Then I'll turn the store back to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just a technicality to enable me to negotiate that larger loan.
Well, I don't know, Squire. We have got another idea, like Abner said, and I believe we'll try that first.
Yeah, we're going to try that in first. It's a dandy.
Well, it's perfectly all right with me, men. I hope this other plan of yours works. And I merely suggested mine out of pure friendship. However, if you're not successful, why, let me know and I'll be more than glad to go through with the other deal any time.
Yeah, well, much obliged, Squire, and we'll let you know how it comes out.
Yes, I do that, Lum. Good luck to you. I hope it all turns out fine. I'll see you again later. So long.
So long, Squire.
Put the store in his name. I didn't like the sound of that, Lum.
Well, me neither, but we might have to do it. I hope not, though.
Lum, you reckon Squire let that check of yours get to the bank on a purpose just so that... Wait a minute, here comes Cedric.
Wonderful world. Here's your Camry.
Camry? How'd you get that, Cedric?
Oh, I was over at the drugstore whenever you fellas telephoned over.
Oh!
Ernie told me to bring it up here for you.
Well, good.
Who are you going to take a picture of?
Little Charlie. Well, I better go back and get him ready.
No,
right?
I'll get him, Abner. You and Cedric get the film in the Camry there.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Cedric. Let's get that thing fixed up.
It's already done.
Huh?
Me and Ernie put it in there.
Oh.
Can I take the pictures for you? I'm pretty good at Kodaking.
I reckon so. Me and Lum ain't no hand at it. I know that. Be sure and take good ones, old Cedric, because we're going to win $5,000 with these pictures.
$5,000?
Yeah. Some outfit in Hollywood's having a big baby contest, and they said that they'd give $5,000. Wait a minute. There comes Lum and little Charlie. Well, hello there, little Charlie.
Look this way.
Oh, you got it curled. Oh, that's cute. Ain't that cute?
Well, come on. We better get these pictures to her.
Yeah, hello, fella.
You going to do it, Cedric? Yes, Mom. Better put him right next to the open window there so he'll be in the light there good.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We want good ones.
How's this right over here, Cedric?
That's good. But what you going to set him on, then?
Oh, I'll just hold him here.
Hold him now. Just a minute, Lum. You ain't supposed to be in this picture. This is a baby contest.
I know, but it'll be easier this way.
Huh?
Besides, the baby might get scared sitting by himself there. Go ahead, Cedric, and take it. Here's one.
Hold it now.
Look cute, Charlie.
There it is.
Yeah, better take a couple more so we'll be sure and have a good one.
Yeah.
Come on. Hold it now.
Smile.
Oh, wow, buddy.
Wait a minute. You ain't going to be in all the pictures, Lum.
Hurry up, Cedric. Get another in there.
This one. Hold the baby up higher. Oh, I can see you.
Turn his face to the camera this way, Lum.
Yeah, how's that?
Now, hold still. There you are.
My dog, as long as you're going to be in these pictures, well, I ought to be in some of them, too.
Did you get that last one where I smile on there, Cedric?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Take the film back to the drugstore and tell Ernie to develop him quick as he can.
Well, ain't we going to take the rest of the films, Long?
No, we ain't got time. I know there's a good one in there we took anyway.
Yeah, but you're in every one of them, Long. We're just supposed to send a picture of the baby to them.
Well, they'll see the baby all right. Then they might be looking for a leading man type. You can't tell.
Huh?
No use throwing away opportunity. Lawler said that. Hurry up, Cedric, and tell Ernie to pick out the best picture and send it to... Wait a minute. What's that address? Grand Pap?
Oh, look, he's sound asleep. Look.
Well, where's that magazine he's reading?
Huh?
The one with the ad in it.
Oh, right there in his lap. I'll see what the address is here. Let me see it.
Abner, whenever they see these pictures, that $5,000 is as good as ours.
Oh, here it is. The Juvenile Casting Company, Hollywood, California. Hi, Dogs, we better hurry up. It says the contest closes Saturday at midnight. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Look at that magazine, Lum.
Huh?
June 10th, 1921.